Those in deep waters see the wonders of God. Psalm 107, verse 23. It says, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. They are glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. They that go down to the sea of afflictions, the sea of trouble, it is their business to be there sometimes. They that do business in great waters. You know, David likens this to those that go into the sea and are in ships, and they're tossed to and fro. And that's just like us when we, as Christians, go through afflictions and trials. You cannot know your God as well as you do when you're in a storm, when you must depend on him, when you must trust him. God sends the ship of life to rough and stormy waters, to try his servants, to know what is in their hearts. They see the works of the Lord, his wonders in the deep. Yes, his wonders are in the deep. The further we plunge, sometimes the higher it is that God sets us when we are delivered. For he commandeth the stormy winds. Remember, it is God that commands the winds of life. He can either raise them up, or he can calm them, or he can cause you to walk on water. But he commands the sea. He commands this life. They mount up to heaven. Life's storms go up and down. Remember that, child of God, that life's storms go up and they go down. When you desire for everything to be the same all of the time, you're living in a fantasy. It's not going to be that way. Life is going to go up and down, but Christ stays the same. He is our rock. He guides the good ship through the stormy waters. Life's storms, they do go up and down. They go down again into the depths. The Bible says their soul is melted because of trouble. Sometimes all of our strength fails, and all that we have is faith. Yes, all faith must be shown when my soul is melted and I am poured out like water, like our Savior was. It's melted because of trouble. Fear and anxiety take us when the ship looks as if it will sink and the anchor will not hold. But it holds, like the song says, my anchor holds. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. They are at their wit's end. He said, the psalmist says, at their wit's end, they can think of no way to fix this, no way to get out of the storm, no way to get through it. But faith, the eyes of faith, are what see through the storm. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm calm, so that the waves thereof are still. When Christ says, be still. Be still and know that I am God. When Christ says to the waves, peace be still. Christ has control of the storms, the winds, the waves. Then it says they are glad because they are quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. He brings them to that desired peace after they've trusted him through the storm. And then again, like the psalmist always says over and over again, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You and I must praise the Lord and trust God when we do business in deep waters with him.